Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as we all know, the opposing sides in US politics will find a chance to slag each other off about pretty much anything. And the latest thing is straws. When the vice presidential candidate Tim Walz was filmed drinking a milkshake with a straw, a Fox News commentator, Jesse Waters, maintained that consuming a drink via a straw isn't manly and that women won't like it. So is that true? Is there a set of straw-related protocols? Gillian Boyle is a bartender who's no doubt seen some straw horrors in her day. Afternoon, Gillian.
Hi, how's it going? How are you?
Not too bad. Now, would you be kind of generally speaking anti-straw?
I think it depends on the bar. So I've worked in many a cocktail bar in Dublin and I've worked over in London. I think anti-straw, not really the right term, but when I love giving out cocktails, I love giving out drinks. And I think when you work really hard on a cocktail, there's a lot of moving parts. So you could have a foam, you could have a spray. And sometimes those things are better enjoyed without a straw, but always will offer a straw at, you know, when you do serve a drink. I think that definitely in Dublin, I think, especially on a social, like the straws also become kind of a social crutch, kind of, you know, when people are on dates and when they're talking and stuff like that. Like the straw is actually used a lot kind of either as a distraction or it can be used if the date isn't going so well. You see people kind of looking in their drinks, you know, and twirling around their straws. I don't think, you know, I think as well, this, you know, manly versus not manly thing, I just even think that's just managed, like that's just not a thing.
Are there drinks in a bar that you should drink with a straw? Are there any in that category?
Yeah. So you can have lots of different styles of drinks, but like a mojito that has crushed ice, highballs, you can. I think it all just depends on the bar. You know, sometimes when you're out and you might get an Aperol Spritz or you might get a cocktail and it looks layered. So you have like the pink at the bottom and then it kind of goes up to the soda at the top. But that drink isn't mixed properly. So if you, you know, and I think it just depends on the bar service as well, who's making the drinks. All drinks should be mixed drinks. So even if it's like an Aperol Spritz or a highball, even though they look really cool, when you go as someone who, you know, and cocktails aren't cheap at the moment. Do you know what I mean? So like if you are making a drink for someone, you want them to enjoy the whole thing. So with that, you need to mix your drinks as a server. I was actually judging a cocktail competition. That sounds so like I was, but and it was actually a mixed drink. Yeah, I know, but it was a mixed drink category. And, you know, we had to give a reminder for people to mix their drinks, because if you are drinking a mixed cocktail that has soda on top and it's not mixed through and you don't have a straw, that drink is going to taste so different towards the end and not great at the top. So there is reasons for straws. I think sometimes straws, you know, it can be, you know, also it can be a bit wasteful. So I think offering a straw after the fact is nicer than putting one in someone's drink and mightn't want them. Because then also straws kind of get thrown on the tables, it gets thrown on the floor. There's wet paper, soggy straws everywhere, you know. But I do think, yeah, it's one of those, isn't it? I think as etiquette comes, there's definitely drinks, yes, that do need straws.
Yeah.
And there's definitely things that don't need straws.
And in your experience, Gillian, do a lot of people ask for straws?
Yes. Lots of people ask for straws for everything. The only cocktail that really breaks my heart when I see a straw in it is like an espresso martini or a Cosmo or those drinks that are in those style of glasses that like don't have ice or don't have anything. Because like they're like, this is, I sound a bit nerdy, but like glasses are made so you can enjoy certain points of a drink. So if you have a really aromatic cocktail, like it's lovely to kind of like a wine glass, you know. But yeah, people do ask for straws all the time.
Yeah.
And I do think as well, like it's definitely, you know, there's also aesthetics in it as well. If you've got lipstick on, if your teeth are sensitive, if you've got something like that too. So.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, actually, that a lot of the time it might be that you don't want to get stained somewhere that you'd ask for the straw. And the people would ask, would they be predominantly men or women, or is it evenly split?
I think it can be pretty evenly split. I think people in general, like when I used to work, and again, it depends on the bars, but I think cocktail culture is so different in different kind of cities as well. So like I've worked in really amazing cocktail bars over here and great bars in the UK. But for some reason, the Irish contingency use more straws in their drinks than I've ever served over in the UK.
Oh, and any reason for that, do you suspect?
I don't know. And I don't know if it's just I actually don't know. I think, you know, the bars over, you know, there's different styles of drinking cultures and cocktail bars as well. I don't know why that is, but it's just definitely, it's something that I would have noticed. That's a massive difference between the two for any cocktail. You know, you'll always have a drink in, you know, if you want a highball or whatever, that they're the tall drinks that might be mixed drinks and gin and tonics and stuff like that. But yeah, like even drinks that would never call for a straw over here, everybody has a straw.
Yeah. Maybe we're not as used to it yet. And, you know, over in like fancy London places, you know, they know you don't need a straw, but when we just, you know.
And I think it's just the kind of cocktail bar. I think we're just more of a mixed bag over here. We're like, you know, a lot like there's really amazing like independent cocktail bars. Like, you know, I don't know if I can mention bars in this.
Yeah, you go on. Yeah, go on, Matt. Yeah. We'll hit them up for money afterwards.
Whatever, you know, the likes of 1661 and stuff like that. Like, you know, they are, there's very few rare standalone bars in Dublin that just serve cocktails. You know, a lot of our really amazing cocktail bars are in with restaurants as well. So I think drinking culture wise and cocktail bar wise, that's what's kind of different between us and the UK is cocktail culture. You have so many independent, standalone, really like lovely cocktail bars. And in Ireland, they're either in like hotels and stuff like that. So I think drinking culture and the experience of different styles of cocktails definitely plays a part, because I do think that you probably have more, you have a lot of the same cocktails being served in lots of bars over here. And whereas kind of in the cocktail scene in the UK, you have different, you know, you've got many more different style of cocktails and ingredients and flavors and presentations, just because of the kind of ratio of cocktail bars to what we have over here.
And generally speaking, now in bars here, if somebody asks for a straw, is it what's it made from? Is it a paper straw?
Yeah. Majority of the time it's paper straws. I know some places do the metal straws as well. And they're paper, but the thing is, just because they're paper doesn't mean they can be recycled, because they have some of them have certain coating on it and stuff. And this is the whole thing. Like, there's a whole thing about kind of that's come out now with paper straws and kind of chemicals and stuff like that. That's really boring. But if anybody has an interest to go into it, I know some people bring their own straws. There are plenty of people, recently that bring their own straws, or they bring their own. There was a couple I used to serve, they did bring their own plastic straws, but I was like, when you're working a bar, like, you're not to judge anyone. It's whatever makes people comfortable, you know, whatever people want to do to make their drink a good one for them, you know. No judgment here. But paper straws they're called paper straws, but some of them have, like, they might have a little film of like plastics, or kind of, it's called a forever chemical in them as well. So everything's just changing all the time, isn't it?
And plus, even if they were completely recyclable, you're only supposed to recycle paper products that are dry, so that the straws are wet anyway.
This is why when I got that, like, and I'm so happy that you have me on, but this is kind of the bane of my existence, because people don't understand that in Ireland specifically, if anything's wet, you can't recycle it.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. I think there's this kind of other idea that these paper straws go into the recycling, but sure, they can't.
They can't.
They're wet.
Of course.
Yeah.
One of our listeners says, I bought a metal straw in IKEA and I bring it everywhere. It's a great job. And that would be, well, it's reusable at least, if not recyclable.
Yeah. And this is the thing. And again, like, and not to burst anyone's bubble, but if you look into that as well, it's like we're running out of options for straws. There's a lot of the carbon footprint of non-plastic straws, metal straws, and I sound like such. I just saw one report on like a really credible kind of news thing about kind of just the impact of non-plastic straws, so environmental impacts and all that stuff. And it's just crazy, you know. It's just mad that there's no just kind of straightforward option for us just to be able to use in 2024 as a straw that is kind of more environmentally sound and that we could recycle or biodegrade. There are biodegradable ones. But again, there's only certain landfills that they can go into. So even if you put it in your organic bin, like in the kitchen, you know, because obviously, like a lot of cocktail bars, we share with chefs, and so you have organic bins, but they might necessarily be able to be broken down in that particular organic bin. But I think bringing your own straw is really cool.
Yeah,
you know, it kind of saves a lot of hassle as well. You have your own; you're able to wash it. They come with little boolies that you're able to wash as well. So.
On that subject, someone says, I'm a man. I always ask for straws. At least you know they're clean. Some bars don't clean their glasses properly. Is that true?
Yeah. I can't speak for any bar that I've worked in, but I have been witness to a half wash glass wash. You know, you have a cycle on your washing machine. Yeah. And I have seen it once somewhere that I won't talk about.
Oh, yeah. Don't.
It's hard. And like, they're actually known for people laugh about it, but it's like, that's actually not funny. Like, it's not.
No.
Glass washers are set up to certain degrees that they kill bugs, they kill temperatures. That's why they're able to go on the kind of, the shorter cycle that you would, instead of your normal dishwasher at home. But because they're programmed and they've got like, they're super hot. But yeah, there are people who, especially on busy days, might not use a full cycle.
Oh, God. Also, yeah. I remember this when I was young as well. Someone says, as young fellas, we used to rob straws from McDonald's to drink our cans of Holston pills in the fields with the idea it would make us drunk quicker or more drunk. Is that true?
I mean, there is talk about carbonation and bubbles going to your head quicker. I can't say yes or no to that because I don't have the science or the facts to back it up. But yeah, I think we all used to do that. Or else what we used to do was actually we used to put a straw in a bottle and close it off. So actually when I'm not promoting, by the way, fast alcoholism or fast drinking, not at all. But it's just so funny how straws have been used. So I used to hear that years ago that like you put a straw in it and you would take the air out so you'd be able to drink quicker because of the bubbles. But then you also hear that because it takes out the air, so it would flow more steady. But I'm sure adults do that now. You see them all kind of, you might see it if you're away abroad, something like that. Like if people are trying to drink fast, they will put their straw down to actually take away the air and then so it will flow better. But that's mad. I mean,
yeah. For now,
straws are so historical.
No, Gillian, for anyone who's going out tonight and they might have a cocktail beforehand, make the case for not putting the straw in your cocktail. What are you missing if you put a straw in a cocktail?
I would say it depends on the drink. I would say it depends. So like just for the like, so like drinks like Cosmos and stuff like that, like they're like most of them are either in what we call a like coupe glasses. So they're like that with the one on the stem, like the little saucer on the stem or they're on classic martini glasses. So that's like a wine glass. So like when you sip out of those, you actually get a lot more kind of aromatics and stuff like that. And they're designed for like, sipping on it. It's a nice experience. When you have a drink that's maybe using egg whites or stuff like that, it's nice to get the texture from the egg whites kind of as a sip. And same with espresso martinis, like that foam was really nice. But again, it depends on where you're going and what you're drinking. If you are drinking a cocktail, maybe like an old fashioned cocktail that might have, or a Negroni. So those cocktails are like stirred cocktails on ice in a glass. And they normally have an orange peel or something like that on it. But the orange peel actually has oils in it that sit on top of the drink. And that adds to the level of flavor and aromatics as well. So if you just stick a straw straight in, you mightn't be getting as much as the oils on top. Because again, they kind of stick to your mouth and stuff like that.
Mm.
And then highball cocktails, I would just say, just make sure it's mixed. A lot of people do use their straws for mixing, you know, themselves. So they do kind of say, and again, like that, it's kind of the social crutch. It is one of those things.
Yeah,
if you're kind of chatting or you're waiting for something, you're listening to someone, you kind of do that as well. So
bit of stern with that, yeah. No, what I'm getting from this is that people who use straws generally are vulgarians. You're not saying that in so many words.
I'm not at all. I'm absolutely not saying that. I'm just saying I say do whatever makes you happy and makes you comfortable. Use straws, but if you are ask the server, ask the drinks, like, is there, because sometimes, you've got foams on drinks and stuff. It all depends on the drink. And sure, if you want to use the straw, use a straw. If that makes you happy, use a straw. You just might be missing out on key components of a drink, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
Gillian,
thanks a million for speaking with us today.
You're so welcome.
Take it handy. That was Gillian Boyle there, a bartender.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.